Welcome to an incredible journey with internationally renowned lawyer of attraction, Paula Kidd Casey. Applying the skills gained over 40 years of practicing law, Paula uses facts, logic, and science to prove the validity of the law of attraction. Join Paula each week as she explores unique concepts, allowing you to rediscover the wisdom of the ancient masters, all while weaving in the science that proves magic really does happen. If you yearn for a life change or want to rediscover your passion, then share the path with Paula and begin to love your journey every step of the way.
Hello, this is Paula Kidd Casey. Welcome. This is my show, The Lawyer of Attraction, and we are on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And we are going to talk about energy work today. It's something that came up in one of my classes last week, and we started talking about it. We started talking about Power versus Force, which is the David Hawkins book that talks about the muscle testing and how there's, when we hook into the power that's out there instead of trying to force things, that's what changes everything. We've talked about this on the show before, but really, I don't think we've ever gone into actually working with energy. And there was a lady that I had been following on Facebook. I have no idea where I thought I knew her from somewhere. She looked very familiar, really liked her. We had a lot in common. I've been following her, which of course sounds like I'm stalking her, which of course we all are on Facebook. That's for a whole other show. But I reached out to her and I said, for some reason, I really would love to interview this week because I knew that she had some kind of an energy practice. And we hooked up and I got to have her on my show today. Her name is Martha Newell, and she has her master's in social work. My undergraduate degree is, I've got a bachelor's of social work. So we kind of connected there, although I never used mine because I went to law school and I wanted to have a lot more power than that allows you to have. But she has used that in therapy, and she has used that with a lot of things. And she's realized that there was something extremely missing in how that she helped people get by traumas and get on with their lives. And she found SRT, subconscious release techniques. And she's been doing that along with these other things. And it has just made all the difference in the world to her family and to the people she works with. And I thought this was such a good topic for us to talk about because we need all the energy we can on everything that's going on in the world. And we need to understand that when we are plugged into source and power and we get rid of those limiting paradigms that we can literally change the world. And so that's what we're here for. And today we're here to talk to Martha Newell. So we will be right back with Martha. And we are back with Martha Newell. Now, Martha is a new friend of mine that I have seen on Facebook on an ongoing time frame. And there's just things that have popped up that I went, oh my God, I love this woman. I think I know her. And I just was talking to her and we must have known each other in another life because I can't figure out how we know each other. But she is very dear to my heart. She has two adopted children. I have an adopted child. She's a single mom. I'm just not even sure how she does that. And she just started a new type of coaching that was also something that totally jumped out at me. So Martha, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah, I reached out to her and I just said, I would love for you to share with my listeners because I know that she does a new kind of process. I'm not even sure what you call it. But before we get into that, I really want your backstory on how you got here, how you got to helping people in a different kind of a way than you've had your whole life. So kind of give us your backstory.
Okay, it's a long one.
We're here all day. Yeah, we're good. I'm sure it's interesting.
Okay, I am a social worker by trade. I got my master's degree back in 2005 and have been working with individuals with intellectual disabilities, mental illnesses, working with children, elderly population, all realms of it. And the way that I come into what I'm doing now is through a lot of struggle, lots of struggles, because after my divorce, I moved off and went into a psychiatric unit with working as a psychiatric.
Working, not living. Yes. Okay.
I felt like I lived there. I used to tell the patients, which was funny. It's like, I have a night pass and a weekend pass. So,
You should really be there with them all the time.
Yes,
I feel because like I should live there sometimes.
Yeah, when you're working on that unit, you're constantly having to self-evaluate. You know?
Oh, wow.
It's a lot
because it's a different perspective, right? You're looking at things differently because they're looking at things differently, right?
Yes. Yeah. And people that go into careers that require them to help other people it's because they have their own underlying issues. And when you're really faced with it face to face, like I was in the psychiatric unit after years of struggles in a relationship, it really opened my eyes that there needed to be something else. And I kept searching and searching for an answer. And
let me just stop you there. There needs to be something else than traditional therapy. Not that that isn't good for certain things, but you knew inherently there was something else that we've all been missing, right?
Yes, we've all been missing. Therapy is wonderful. It does take a lot of work on behalf of the clients. And most of them aren't willing to do the work because it's so time consuming. And what I found out while I was doing therapy that sometimes that person is reliving that event every time they talk about
right.
it.
Right. They're in you that know, energy, right? They're
right.
in that and energy.
They can't get past that trauma because it just keeps coming up. And one of the things too, working with in therapy, we learned cognitive behavioral therapy. And this goes along so well with what I'm doing because it's like the same concept. So we have a thought, right? Mm-hmm. That thought turns into, if it's not dealt with at that particular time, there's an emotion attached to that particular thought, right? So once that emotion hits it, then there's going to be some type of reaction, okay? Could be good, could be bad, whatever it may be. It could be in any kind of thought. So what we were trying to do at that point was take those thoughts and take them and change them at that point. But for me, a lot of people couldn't do that.
Right.
They just couldn't.
Because you're still on that hamster wheel, right? Your neural nets are still wired that you're thinking about negative situations.
Yes. So it's an excellent therapy. It just, for me, I loved it because it brought me to where I am now. And I understand that concept of what they were trying to do. But the technique that I use now just catapults that whole thing. So if we can get that person to bring those thoughts there, then we can identify, because the thoughts is the programs. That's the limiting beliefs,
right?
The thoughts that you have behind it, whether you're not enough, you know, most people, that's huge. They don't feel like they're enough or worthy to deserve. So with the technique that I have, do you want me to tell them about that?
Yeah, please tell us about it. It's called SRT, and I know very little about it. And I told her to wait and tell me about it until we were on the show. So tell us about that.
Okay. So, and I'm going to kind of put my adoption story in with this because it's huge.
I want to hear that. Yes.
It's huge. Back when I left the hospital from working and I went into home health and I was like, something's missing in my life. And I started fostering. So I had several kids come in and out of my house, like 20 kids the whole time I was fostering, about 4 years. And I got a little girl. She was 5 years old at that time. And this little girl, she rocked my world, literally. Aww. I called, and I tell this story because I called several times, like, I can't do this. I can't do this. This child has so many issues.
Oh.
And they talked me into, okay, you can keep, just we need you to keep her. So I'm like, oh, okay. Well, finally I decided, okay, I'm a therapist. I can do this. I can help this child. So we started working on different things and, she's very rebellious. So I come across a friend of mine told me about a holistic practitioner at that time. And they were like 3 hours away. And I'm like, oh, mercy. Very expensive too. So anyway, it was out of my own pocket. She wasn't my child at that point. And I thought, okay, well, I'm just going to help this I'm just going to help her. And we're going to go and we're going to get this treatment. At that time, it was similar to what I do now, which is SRT, which is a subconscious release technique. But for her, she wasn't very talkative. And what SRT is that we have to find these programs. So you kind of have to be able to communicate a little bit to do that. Not that we can work on kids. And I do. I work on my kids all the time. And I'm teaching them how to use this technique so that they don't have these struggles when they grow up. But I took her to this holistic practitioner and had this SRT done with her. And then they switched to emotion code. So we did some emotion code on her. With the SRT and the emotion code, I had a brand new kid.
Wow.
She was diagnosed with severe ADHD, severe anxiety. She had some trauma. It was all trauma related. It wasn't really ADHD. It's really trauma. And that's sometimes it makes me a little irritated because people are clinicians or psychiatrists are so quick to diagnose with ADHD, but mm-hmm. ADHD mimics some of the same symptoms that a trauma response would have, especially in children. So once we got her issues resolved.
Now tell me how long that took, like from the time you actually took her the first time to when you really saw a huge breakthrough.
We saw immediate results. Immediate.
Like that day?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
So even with SRT, for most people, it's an immediate relief. So you can, just depends on your body and how well you process it. But it can be very quickly because you're getting to the core of your issues. Uh-huh. And then it changes your DNA. It just changes. And it's amazing how it works. When she had hers done, I was having the same thing done. And I felt immediate relief from anxiety and stress. Just world of difference.
And you're going to tell us what it means by having it done. Somebody's doing it to you, with you, for you.
Yes, they're doing it. They're doing it with you. They are doing it with the process of muscle testing.
Oh, uh-huh. Power versus force, Hawkins power versus force. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have, you know, this technique from the kinesiology and the chiropractors is where all this kind of stuff comes from. Even massage therapists, you know, they do similar to this. So, but they use in other ways. So hers was pretty immediate and she received, I want to say three. I took her back three times. And like I said, she was a different kid. When I brought her back home, the social workers and the therapists that were actually coming in my home, they said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it because she's a different kid. I think her personality is very strong, but sure. She's a normal, happy 10-year-old. She just.
Wow. So those other people, the social workers, have been using them on other foster kids.
Yes. But you know, I think there's still not enough openness at this point on energy work, which is very sad.
Right.
Because
it's outside of the status quo and they don't want anything to do with it. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard to, I don't think it's hard to prove it all, but obviously they do. So
science is proved that energy. I mean, we're all energy when you're right. A huge energy ball, we're magnetic. So it's there. And you know, more and more people are becoming open to it. I think people just need to be educated. And that's one of my things. I'd love to educate. I'm a teacher. I'm a teacher too. So I do, you know, I love to teach. And I have a group, a pilot group. I call it a pilot group where I'm working with, I can't remember how many people are in my group, but I have five people that are serious about this and they are already seeing some differences and some changes just by being in this group. So you can work in a group setting or you can do it individually.
Wow. So that was 5 years ago. So she is mm-hmm. now a normal 10-year-old and do you have to continue to do this on an ongoing basis or once you've kind of released this energy, it's.
Well, you have to, it's an ongoing thing really, because as we release things, we have to replace, because our emotions or these roots are like a dandelion. When you take them out, if you don't replace them with good, of course the weeds grow back. So it has to be, once they're gone, you have to put in some new stuff. So some new beliefs. So that's huge, because like I said, if you don't do that, then you're going to fall backwards and start to,
right.
Once the program's gone, it's gone, but you can recreate.
Yeah. We need to reprogram our minds so that we're on autopilot 95% of the day on things that serve us. Right.
That's right. Yes, we are. You know, we are on autopilot and our thoughts are back there. A lot of times, or most of the times, we're not even conscious of the thoughts that we're having.
Right. Right. Or how we're reacting to them emotionally. Right. It's just a knee-jerk reaction. And we got to be really far down the rabbit hole to go, why do I feel so bad? And then you kind of have to trace where it came from. So then how did you get your second little one?
That is actually my 10-year-old's little sister. While I had her in care, her mom had another little baby. So they wanted to place them together. So I agreed to take the newborn and of the story.
What a blessing.
Yes, it was. She's 5 now and she's absolutely precious.
Aww. She's,
she came with a little issues, but she was a perfect little baby. Except she didn't sleep.
Yeah. I had one like that.
A lot of that too was the stuff that came from her mom. So she didn't sleep very much. So I didn't sleep for the first 3 years.
Yeah. I'm right there with you, man. I had one like that that didn't do that. And was it because of some of the things her mom maybe had taken when she was pregnant?
Yes. Yes. So yeah. The mom just up and left and didn't come back. So I was able to adopt 3 years later.
Oh,
it took 3 years, but we got there. And
that's a long 3 years if you're not sure the adoption is going to go through.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. We were back and forth because, you know, I love foster care. And the one that I worked with was precious. They were really about family reunification. Uh-huh. So they did everything in their power to help to get these girls back home. And that was I had no intention on adopting. I mean, at my age, I thought, no, I can't do this.
Oh, heavens. How old are you?
I'm almost 50.
Oh, you look good. Number one. And number two, that's not too old.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. No.
But raising kids starting all over was very scary. And
you have other children?
I do. I have a 31-year-old.
Oh, wow. How much fun.
Yes. She's 31 and off on her own, and just me and my two little girls. And we just have a good time.
So tell me about this SRT. Tell me kind of how it works. And you were talking about before we got on that it's not just necessarily your memories, it's the genetic memories of your ancestors that really can make a difference on how we view the world. And I think that's fascinating. So tell us about that.
Yes. SRT, it's called the subconscious release technique. So it gets straight to the subconscious mind. And we do that by a breath technique. It's so simple. Basically, all you do is you take a deep breath, you hold that breath, and then we we take a statement. And we release the emotions that we find muscle testing that's attached to a specific program, whether it's I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough. So those are some root kind of issues that people have. So I'm not worthy is probably the top.
Mm-hmm. Self-confidence is the reason. Yeah, we don't. Get
so
a lot
money.
Done.
Yeah. Money and feelings of worthiness and love are huge. Mm-hmm. So most of the people that I work with, they say that they're stuck. And most of the people I work with are people that work in business, and they're stuck and they can't move forward. They don't understand. Okay, I'm here and I just can't move forward. It's because they've met their belief. Okay. That's as far as their belief goes about themselves. People that, especially with money, if you don't believe you can make $100,000 a year, you'll never make $100,000.
Right.
If you don't believe you're worthy that you can make $100,000 a year, you won't make $100,000 a year. So that's what I work with people with, is helping them with to release those blocks so that they can move forward.
Okay. So they're taking a big, deep breath. And are you doing the work? You're doing the muscle testing for them as far as to finding out what the actual belief is?
Yes, I will. We will work together to find the belief. Okay. So I just kind of question, you know, you just kind of question the person. So if they say that they feel like they're not worthy or worth some, you know, worth being loved. Okay. So what we do is we take them all the way back to childhood. Okay. So think about that very first time that you ever felt like you were not worthy or not loved. Some can do it. And some people say, I don't remember. I don't remember my childhood.
Right.
Okay. And those are blocks. So that's a process that we have to do, is to get the wall down and get the block removed. It's kind of like in therapy. We're doing the same thing. When you're working in therapy, you're trying to remove those blocks. Okay. Just by personal experience, after I was divorced, I did go to a therapist at one time. And they were doing EMDR. I thought that was the best thing ever. And it works great.
And what is that?
I can't remember the name of it. It's EMDR. It's an emotion. They use it with the VA. The VA uses it a lot with veterans. And what it does is it desensitizes you to that particular emotion. From that event, it takes and desensitizes you from that. So you don't have that same response. Same thing with SRT, is when we do this release, it's taking away that emotion that you've attached to that particular event. It's the same thing.
Okay.
But with SRT, it just works. It just works faster. And it's funny because I look back and the therapist at that point had told me, he's like, you have a lot of walls. I'm like, yeah, I do. I knew I had a lot of walls.
And we all do, right? We all come scarred by the time, you know, we're all right.
I go up in there with great hopes that she's going to tear all these walls down. And it's going to take me like years to get all these walls down. And I'm like, but I even had a wall with that, a resistance with even allowing someone to even get in my space.
I can see that. That's a vulnerable, right? You don't feel in control and that something bad is going to happen to you. So, so then tell me about this. Who thought of this? What science is this based on? Because my listeners know everything I do really needs to be validated, but it all is, because we're all just energy, vibrating energy. So tell me about Cole Grant. You were telling me about that before.
Cole Grant is the creator of SRT, and she worked. She was working with a group of, let's see, chiropractors and some other massage therapists and things like that. She was a health and wellness coach for years. And she was using all the muscle testing. She fell in love with the muscle testing and what they were doing to release these trapped emotions. So once she learned the muscle testing technique and that you could take a breath and release it, she tweaked and created her own version of what the chiropractors and the kinesiologists and others were doing. So when she first started doing it, she was doing the traditional muscle testing where you hold your hand up and strengthen.
Or you have, you look like a chain with your two fingers.
Yes. And that's what I use. I use that. Uh-huh. And it's really simple. When you muscle test, your body will respond to a negative. It's an automatic thing. So we have that.
And even if we don't know it, like it's right. So I just, you know, I'm reading Power versus Force by Dr. Hawkins, and you can ask them questions that they have no idea what the answer is. Right. And you can still get the right answer because we're connected to the field. Right. And we can download that information, which I think is just fascinating. So go on about the muscle testing.
So we muscle test. Once we get a person's permission to get in their field, their energy field. So if they give us permission, we can get in their field and we can muscle test. So we're sharing energy at that point. So we can muscle test to different emotions. Like I said, I have an emotion list. Once I have a program, I can take this list and test these emotions. And just simple emotions, aggression, anger, fear, frustration, all those things that we feel in a particular event. And most of the time, these particular programs are back from age 0 to 8. So that's such a precious time for kids. Mm-hmm. So creating a life that's safe and secure for that child without putting the stress of no money, no, all those things, is going to make a better, you know, a better mentally, better child. So we go back. So we just basically take that person back to those memories where they were first hurt, first felt like they weren't worthy, or whatever it may be. So we get them to thinking about the thoughts, not the emotion. So we don't think about the emotion at that time. We think about the thought because we need the program, because the programs are going to be what that person said. Okay.
And the program, you mean like by the conditioning that
the belief
about it, right? On what it's caused. It's caused a new belief in your life because it happened.
Right.
Okay.
So when this happens, you attach an emotion to it. Okay. So once we find that program, we'll muscle test, find the emotion attached to it. And that person at that time will take the deep breath. And I'll just share with you the statement that we use with the emotion. It says, I release all, whether it's positive emotion, whatever positive emotion and negative emotion, they'll repeat that in their mind and then exhale, and then it's gone. Okay. It's that simple. So we'll go back and retest that emotion to see if it tests strong. So if it tests strong, then we're done with it. So we'll go to the next emotion. So we'll go through the whole list.
So is it a strong emotion, like that's positive, or can't it be a strong emotion that's fear and that's not necessarily positive?
It can be. Well, we have to clear both negative and positive.
Okay.
Because the reason we're clearing the positives is because they put blocks to these positive emotions. So they're not able to feel these positive emotions, or whether it's love, they're blocking love from their life. They may be resisting something, peace. They may be blocking trust and not have trust issues. Even happiness, you know, they may block happiness.
Because they don't think they're worthy, right? It goes back to that. They don't think they're worthy.
So we work on both negative and positive. We can't just clear the negative. We got to work on the positive too. And some people may not have very many positive emotions that are blocked. And then it may just be vice versa. I've cleared people where they had just a few negative emotions and had a whole bunch of blocks with the positive side. So you get rid of all of the blocks and then things start to come in. You allow things to come in.
So do you know how this works? Why is it just taking a breath and saying this makes a difference?
It makes a difference because that breath is getting to the subconscious mind. So if you know anything about the subconscious mind, it doesn't know truth from a lie, right?
Right, right. Real or imagined, it doesn't know, right?
So once we access that and we tell our subconscious mind to let that go, it has no reason to hold on to it.
And so I, as the client, am telling that, or you as the therapist are saying that?
The statement?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I'm telling you the statement, but you're repeating it in your, in your head. So while you're holding that breath, okay, that's when you're activating the subconscious mind. You're holding your breath, but then you're telling your subconscious mind what to do. So you're telling that subconscious mind to find this emotion and let it go. So, and it lets it go. It has no reason now to hold on to it because you gave it permission to let it go.
Wow. This could replace everything.
Yeah, we have lots of people that do other types of energy work, whether it's Reiki or NLP, mm-hmm. that are finding this that works really well with what they're doing. So you can
as an addition. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yes, they will add it into their practices, and it just works. It's filling in those gaps that particular energy work is missing.
Wow.
So I didn't think I was, when I first started, I'm like, why do they need this? And, but they have their work. And it's just like, I can use SRT with any of the, I like to use the NLP stuff, you know, the reprogramming part. Uh-huh. We're getting away with all the negative stuff, and that we have to reprogram. We have to put good stuff back in there. Otherwise, like I said, it grows, you can create new bad programs.
Right, right. There, nature abhors a vacuum. So if you have a vacuum in there, something else is going to fill it up. And right. We want to choose what we fill it up with, right? We want to choose what serves us, the programs that serve us on the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So let's say somebody, because I want to get your information in just a little while as far as how they can contact you to do this, but what kind of time frame? And do you offer programs where they have to go through a number of different sessions so that you can make sure? Tell me how you work with people.
I do individual work. Like I said, I've just added some group work, and that's going really well. But yeah, I work individuals. It just depends on the person, right, and what their programming is. Okay. For me, I've been working, like I first started 4 years ago with this practitioner and doing it, but I wasn't consistent with it. So when I was introduced to it by an SRT practitioner, which she was a social worker, I love that. So that was amazing to hear that some social workers are now jumping on and adding this to their practice. It was introduced to me by another social worker that's practicing, and I jump right in because I thought, wow, I can do this. You know, back when I was getting it done for me, I had no idea I could learn this technique. I thought I had to go back to school, but I didn't have to go back to school to do it. So I jumped. I was like, I want to do this. I want to do it. And SRT Global, it was a lifesaver for me. So when she told me about it, I signed up and learned the technique, and now certified, and absolutely love it. And anybody can do it. Like I said, you don't have to be certified if you just want to practice on yourself. Like I said, I teach my group how to actually do this for themselves, and they love it. The only thing that most people are kind of skeptical about is the muscle testing. Right. And that just takes practice. That takes trusting yourself and trusting your intuition. And teaching them that we're all born with intuition. We're all born with the capability to be intuitive. At some point in our lives, it may have been squashed out. Mm-hmm. Maybe even past, from generations, it was squashed out and hid. But we all have the same skill. This can be done. Anybody can do it. And
why do we need our intuition? Because that is what's telling us what happened in our youth, or tell me why we need our intuition.
Well, our intuition is a built-in factor for us for safety. It gives us warnings. I'm just thinking when I was younger and, you have that sixth sense. I call it a sixth sense.
Right.
That's what I call it.
Sixth sense. Our higher self is talking to us, right?
Right, right. Yeah. And you're driving down the road and you're getting this feeling like, I need to get off this road. I need to get off this road. And you don't know why you need to get off the road, right? You just know you need to get off the road. It's like, it's so intense, but that's your intuition telling you that there's some kind of danger or something about
it. Can also be telling us a good thing to do, right?
Yes, it can.
And intuition is like immediately they're saying, do this, right? And so you want to do it, and then your fear talks you out of it.
Yes. The quicker you do it, the more you begin to trust your intuition.
Yes. And then I think it comes through more, right?
Yes, it does.
And you pay more attention to it, and it gets more, I think, intense and stuff.
It does. So yeah, it takes practice. Like I said, if it was squashed as a child, it's going to take that. Okay. Now I have to trust myself. My body is not going to lie to me. And that's where we have to really tune in. We have to tune into our bodies and what our bodies are saying and begin to learn to trust. Because our bodies, they're there to protect us. Our subconscious mind, all those programs are set up to protect us because at some point in time, we thought it was some type of danger. So we have to get to those core beliefs to let them know that this is no danger. There's no more danger. So we can let that go.
I think it's amazing we're moving into this kind of information in our lifetime, because I think that's what's going to transform humanity when they understand the energy that is so inherent in everything, but it's so important to understand and how it affects us, right? One of the things you were saying before we got on is how that our ancestors' DNA can have effects on us. And so we don't even necessarily know the answers when you're asking us those questions.
Right. We don't. I just experienced this, and I had another practitioner help me through it. Anger. You know, think about, you know, even as a kid, if you have an angry parent and you can assume that anger of your parent or whomever. And as a child, I assumed that anger from my mom, which is kind of scary, but I couldn't figure out, why am I so angry? You know, why am I so angry? And working through that has been a life-saving blessing for me, because the effect it could have had on my kids, in my relationships. At one time, I can just remember in the past where people said, "You're not approachable. You're not approachable." And I'm like, "Why am I not approachable?" And my daughter says, "Mother, your face says it all."
Oh, let me just tell you right now, her face is beautiful right now, and she's smiling. So I'm not sure what she was doing with the unapproachable look, but she definitely doesn't have it now.
No, my daughter is really a lot. I say she's more intuitive than I am.
I think the younger generation is.
If it's not squashed, you know, they all are born with it. And if it's not squashed as kids, then they are more intuitive. So it's so important to protect that aspect of a kid, not just, you know, that, but their will, you know, don't break their will.
Don't break their spirits, you know, and let them remember heaven for as long as they possibly can.
Yes.
Cause they're so much more attuned to that than we are. So I got grandkids, and I just love to watch them. I mean, they just exude that innocent energy. So, well, tell us how people can get a hold of you and how they can work with you.
I'm pretty much on Facebook now. You can look me up and send me a message on Facebook. I am been hesitant about a website, but I am in the process of getting that done. So, but you can send me an email.
Why are you hesitant? We need to get you out, your information out there to everybody.
You know, I say for the longest time, that's been part of my programming.
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And let me tell you, I have come leaps and bounds using SRT. Everybody saw potential in me, but me. So that self-worth aspect has really turned my world around, and being able to go now for what I want and seeing things come into my life that I'm like, where were you all this time? And it's been there.
Right. We just don't pay attention. Our reticular activating system's not allowing us to actually pick up on any of that stuff, because we've been conditioned not to see it.
Everything you ever wanted is right there.
It is. I love that.
Get through all of our stuff and see it. So as we uncover it, it's there and it starts to come in, which is scary at times, because you're like, oh, and then you find another program. It's like, okay, and I got to get rid of that one so I can get more or be able to hold on to it. So it is a work in progress. Like I said, I've been doing this for quite a while. And, but in the last 6 months, it's 8 months now, huge changes. Of course, it started noticing changes right from the beginning. So it happens quickly. And
then it probably expands upon itself.
It does. And it can. Now, you have to be willing to do some work and put in some work to do it. But like I said, the best thing is that once you learn how to do it, it becomes a natural thing for you. It's that that habit. You create that habit, okay, and you're more aware. So when things do happen, you are quickly able to, let's say, pivot. You can pivot at that point and say, okay, this is what this is, and this is where it's coming from. So now let's get rid of it. And I can't tell you how many times my kids, "You're breathing again." I'm like, yes, I found another program. So But it's a thing for them. They
what a wonderful way to grow up. So they've got tools that they can always use, right? To get rid of these negativities that we all have in our lives.
Yes. And my little one will say if she's scared of something, she may ask if she can, if I'll breathe with her. She's five. The way I work with her is I just get in her space and hold her hands. And I do all the work. I'm in her energy, but I'm doing all the work for her. So we're clearing her issues at that point. I don't want to clear too much with her, but if she's terrified or whatever, I will try to help her with that.
I love that. And so those are tips that parents can use once they get a hold of you and take these classes you've got and they can use. And
oh, yes.
And, yeah. I think we're changing the world one family at a time.
Yes, we are. Yes. Kids need a lot of this. They need to learn how to do this. And I just think it'll change their whole world. It will change their whole world. I'm not thinking it will change.
We're not thinking. We're knowing. Yeah, that's great.
It will change their whole world and it will open up so much for them. So like I said, you can learn to do it. If you can learn to do it and teach your kids. But what I learned too, I was going to tell you about this when in the foster part about it. When I first signed up and done all the paperwork and, you know, you'd go through all this training and stuff and they tell you, okay, now you need to be aware of your own issues. Right. And I'm like, I'm aware of my own issues. I know what they are. All right. So when I got my little girl, her name is Rebecca now, I got her. And like I said, she rocked my world. When I realized and learned that I was projecting my own self off on her. So she's reacting not only to her own trauma, but to my trauma.
Wow.
So, you know, she's very, I say she's intuitive too, because she can feel the energy and know the difference. So I have to be very careful around her because it will escalate her.
Right. Right. I think all kids are like that. And I think parents don't appreciate that and own the responsibility of helping de-escalate that whole thing.
Yeah. Because they're just projecting off of you. And I had to learn that. I was like, that's really me. And when I realized that one day she was standing on the stairway and I was like, that's me. It's the way she was behaving. That was me as a child, the way she was behaving. I said, that's me. She's picking up off of me. I was like, oh, I got to fix that. I have to fix that.
Wow. But awareness is the first step, knowing that that's happening. And then also getting a hold of Martha Newell if you want to find out any more about her. So, and she's on Facebook and that's how you'd like people to contact you, right?
Yes. Just look me up on Facebook. Like I said, I have a group now. It's a private group at this point, but it will go public and then I'll have a different type of group for some group work. Okay. But it's all working. It's all coming around and it's exciting to see people being interested. There's so much energy work going on Facebook, lots of different types of energy work. And I have to say this, for years, you know, you read these books, Think and Grow Rich or The Secret, whatever it is. So they're telling you these secrets to all this. But we have the real secret. They're teaching you,
You intellectually, right?
Yes, yes.
But there's a subconscious switch that we've got. As somebody, one of my ladies in one of my classes said, where's that switch that we need? And you found the switch.
It is. And I was like, oh, we have the secret because we can't implement any of that stuff if we don't clear our stuff. And Kevin Trudeau does a good thing about the wish is your command.
Right.
And he's telling you all about all of these ways that you can do it. But still, the secret never comes forth. All the other stuff is amazing and it works. But he tells you there's one thing that will get in your way. And he tells you that there's one thing that gets in your way. And that is your subconscious mind. Okay. Those are those beliefs that we have behind that's in our head that's keeping us from reaching what they're talking about.
Right.
So even let's see, here's another one. Tony Robbins is amazing. Great stuff. So I'm thinking he's starting to say that he does tapping now. If I'm not mistaken, he does the tapping. Mm-hmm. That one's great too. I have a lady in one of my groups, or one of my mastermind groups, that she does the SRT and is tapping the same time.
Oh, wow.
So now you can use these. It just makes it that much more powerful.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, I'd love to have you back on, and I love your story, and I love how you've used this to actually create amazing lives for you and your two little girls, which I just think is the biggest blessing for everybody. So Martha, thank you so much for being on our show. And her last name is Newell, N-E-W-E-L-L. So it's Martha Newell, and she's on Facebook, and reach out to her. Martha, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for inviting me. I enjoyed it.
I look
forward
wonderful.
To seeing you again.
Yeah, I will. So all right. Thank you so much. And we will be right back.
Okay.
And we are back. I learned so much. I think I want to do this with my practice, because there is a switch that we need to all understand, that those paradigms, and there's different ways to try to recondition and reprogram ourselves. And if there's an easier, quicker, lighter, more immediate way of doing it, oh, how exciting would that be to get that out to everyone? So I hope that this added some information to you this week, and hopefully it brought up your energy so that we can go out there and we can love the world, because that's what we came here at this time, is to get as much into love and compassion and empathy as we possibly can, and to get connected to that Christ consciousness, because that is how we're going to literally move the world to the next highest level of vibration. And we are all waiting for that. So thank you so much for being with me today. And thank you for always participating with me. And as Ram Dass says, we are just walking each other home. And I am humbled that I get to be on this journey. So until next time, this is Paula Kidd Casey, and I am the Lawyer of Attraction.
Thank you for joining Paula Kidd Casey on Lawyer of Attraction radio show. For more information about Paula programs and her book, please visit www.lawyerofattraction.com. Until next week, may you experience the magic of manifesting genuine abundance.